Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for August 7th, 2017. I'm Paul White. We are going into Romans 11, and we will deal a little bit with verse 20 today, 19 and 20. Before I do that, I want to make a couple of quick announcements about upcoming events in the month of August. Don't go away. If you're wanting in Romans 11, I promise we're going to cover some ground today. But we're only a few days out from our next ministry trip. I will be in Mobile, Alabama next weekend, August the 12th and 13th. I will be there Saturday night and Sunday morning. I would like to invite you to come be with us at Pure Grace Church, 3350 Dawes Road in Mobile, Alabama. Now, I will be with some people that I don't know as far as the other speakers. I've never encountered them. There are a few other speakers on Friday night and Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon. You can get information by probably Google searching Pure Grace Church Mobile, and they'll have the information there. But I will be speaking Saturday evening at 6 o'clock and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock at Pure Grace Church, August 12th and 13th, Mobile, Alabama. 2 weeks after that, we go back to Alabama, a little further north and a little further east in the state. In fact, it's in the Eastern time zone. We'll be in Lynette, Alabama and Opelika. I may be saying that wrong, and I apologize. Opelika, Alabama. I will be there on the 26th and 27th of August. On the 26th at the Gwinn, G-U-I-N-N, Gwinn or Gin or Gun Training Center, located at 1300 County Road 222, Lynette, Alabama. And we will be doing three sessions on Saturday afternoon, all Eastern time, 1 p.m., 3:30 p.m., and a 4:45 Q&A. And so that is a registration event, and you can visit the G-U-I-N-N Training Center, I'm sure, Facebook page, or check that out. The address, 1300 County Road, 222 Lynette. The next day, Opelika First Assembly of God Church in Opelika, Alabama. I will be there 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Sunday morning. The First Assembly of God is located at 510 Simmons Street in Opelika, Alabama, and we would love to see you on the 27th of August. That's our August calendar, at least the out-of-town events. We always have something sort of pop up here and there in the SoCal area. I try to let you know about them. Sometimes, though, they are last minute. But that is where we'll be getting on a plane heading east in the month of August. In September, I won't give you the dates and stuff yet, but we're coming back to Alabama as well as northern Mississippi in the month of September. Romans chapter 11, Paul warns the people in the 18th verse not to boast against the branches, because they don't support the root supports them. 19, you will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. And he said, well said, because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith, do not be haughty, but fear. Remember that the reason why the traditional Israel has been, as Paul states, broken off, is because of unbelief. It is not because of disobedience. It is not because of a lack of effort. It's not because they didn't take it serious. It's because of unbelief. And the unbelief is in the Messiah. Because they did not accept their Redeemer as the capstone of the law, they accepted their own effort as that capstone. They thought their own ability was the fulfillment of the law. Because of unbelief, they've been broken off, and those who came in, the remnant who came in, be it the Jewish remnant who believed on Jesus, or the Gentiles who came in, they stand only by faith. And so Paul says, don't be haughty, but fear. And the fear that Paul is using here is awe. Stand in awe, not some shaking and trembling, scared to death that God's going to cut me off. Stand in awe that God has brought you in by faith. And I don't think really anything should change in our mentality. We should still stand in awe that we have been brought in by faith. 21, for if God did not spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either. Now, what is Paul talking about? Remember, Paul is referring to the entire group of Israel, not individuals, but the entire group of Israel who has missed the being a part of the Israel of God because of their unbelief. He is contrasting that to those who are true Israel, be it Jewish or Gentile, who have come in by faith. We're not talking, he's not talking about individuals, he's talking about corporate, because this is how God has dealt. He has dealt corporately with Israel. Now, under the new covenant, he's going to deal individually with hearts. But Paul's referring to this corporate event whereby much of Israel's been cut off, but that's because of unbelief. And many have been included, Jew and Gentile, because of belief. And so Paul warns them in 21, God didn't spare that which was natural, so he won't spare you either. In other words, listen, corporately, realize that being natural born blood didn't do them any good. They claimed that they had rights to this thing. You need to understand that you stand by grace through faith. You don't stand by having rights to this thing. You stand by the grace of God. And so the warning is corporate. I don't think this should be taken as a, you're about to get cut off from the family of God. And I want to go deeper into that over the next few days. I think it deserves a look back, particularly into that famous vine and branches passage from John 15, as we deal with what that means corporately, what that meant to the people of Israel. We'll do some of that tomorrow as we also deal with the 22nd verse, looking at the contrasting goodness and severity of God. We are heading headlong into that biggie that everybody wants to talk about, that 26th verse, and I'm excited to get you there. In fact, we're not going to take any more breaks from this teaching until we have thoroughly finished our work with the 26th, 27th verses of Romans 11. Now, that's just still a few days away, but I'm just letting you know, we're not going to take any breaks for announcements. We're not going to take any breaks for any alternate podcasts. We're going to go headlong into these next several verses and really get to work. I want to feel like we dealt with it as a teacher and as an audience in the best way possible so that you can walk away with an understanding of what I believe he's trying to say, and then you can settle that in your own spirit. Get ready for the journey. We'll do some John work as we incorporate into verse 22, heading headlong towards that great 26, 27 verse. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.